Welcome to the SASMA podcast, your source for the latest insights in sports medicine. Designed for healthcare professionals, we cover everything from injury prevention to athlete performance and mental health, helping you stay informed and excel in your field. Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to SASMA's first episode of 2025. My name is Kyle Winnick, and today I'm joined by Dr. Adrian Rotuno. Adrian has recently taken up the role as president of the Sports Medicine Association for 2024 until 2026. Adrian is a full-time clinical partner and director at the Cape Sports Medical Practice based at the Sports Science Institute of South Africa. He is also the medical director of UAE Team Emirates Professional Cycling Team and head of medical for Cape Town Spurs Football Club. He is a qualified MSK ultrasound trainer and hosts teaching workshops to broaden the scope of practice for all sports healthcare practitioners in South Africa. He has also previously been the chief medical officer for the Two Oceans Marathon, a consulted race doctor for Absa Cape Epic and other sporting events. His own sporting achievements include his South African national and provincial swimming colours. Welcome, Adrian.
Hi, Kyle. Thanks very much for having me. Nice to be here.
Thanks for joining us. So I guess to start, give us a little bit about what is SASMA and I guess what you're most looking forward to during your presidency.
SASMA is the South African Sports Medicine Association, and it's an apolitical, non-profit professional group that is multidisciplinary. And it's in terms of multidisciplinary, it houses medical professionals from all sort of aspects of the spectrum, and basically is a society dedicated to the promotion, education, and inclusion, as well as health of individuals involved in sport and exercise and medicine. But it doesn't only apply to the patients and athletes, but mainly this is a body that looks after the health and education of our affiliated healthcare professionals and enables us to then drive and push the boundaries of sports and exercise medicine in South Africa and around the world.
Okay, good. And in terms of what you mentioned, in terms of the healthcare professionals involved, I mean, who does that include?
It's an umbrella body, and the aim of SASMA is basically to try and create inclusion for as many health professionals involved in the spectrum and in the world of health and sports and exercise medicine. So at the moment, our affiliate bodies, I mean, they are numerous, you know, including dietetics, biokineticists, SAGE, the South African Institute for Drug-Free Sport. We have the British Journal of Sports Medicine, Chiropractic South Africa, SAMSIG, which is the South African Musculoskeletal Imaging Group, SASCOC, the Olympic Committee Group, Sports Concussion, Sports Physio. We have FIMS, which is the International Federation of Sports Medicine, Podiatry of South Africa, SA Rugby, as well as WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency. So it's really a wide body of affiliates that is not only included specific practitioner-based membership, such as physios or chiros and biokineticists, etc., but also well-renowned and legitimate bodies that are involved in other areas of sports and exercise medicine, such as anti-doping, such as Olympic committees, and as well as the research component, which is obviously a large arrow in our quiver that we love to promote and that is critical for the educational part and component of SASMA and what we offer. And that ties with the British Journal of Sports Medicine. That's publications of the South African Journal of Sports Medicine from SASMA. So it really is a well-rounded body that invites all members and encourages participation from those groups. And again, with the whole premise of promoting education and wellness in this group.
I think that also highlights the importance, especially in sport and exercise medicine, and about the multidisciplinary approach, about bringing all the bodies together to really bring what's best for ourselves, our patients, our athletes, and obviously our medical care.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole point of having an allied body like this, and that's one of the main benefits, is that you get to belong to an organization that has a very broad net that's cast. You are then part of that net. You get caught up in that and you're able to network and allows you to touch base with professionals that you never would have originally consulted, perhaps. It allows exposure to education approaches, management protocols, etc. And that's the whole point of driving that body of knowledge as a group together. And South Africa really does have some of the most skilled professionals in the world. I suppose the issue with South Africa is our geography. You know, we're on the southern tip, but in the southern hemisphere, we are some of the best sports professionals and sports and exercise medicine professionals around. And that, you know, the skills are certainly noticed abroad. And we have a lot of South African professionals working overseas and working in various continents for a multitude of teams, sports, as well as, you know, at a clinical level. So the expertise is certainly here, but the the point is we need to keep driving that, and particularly from a South African perspective and in a South African context, which I think is quite unique to the world. So while, you know, promoting worldwide advancement of our sports and exercise body, medicine body, we also want to create education and driving it for particularly for the benefit of all South Africans.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think that the important part is definitely now driving the organization into the future. And maybe you can just touch on that. I mean, in terms of now driving SASMA into this new 2-year period under your guidance, what are you hoping to achieve? What is your vision for the next 2 years?
Unfortunately, 2 years seems like a very long time, but I think it actually is an extremely short amount of time to kind of get all your goals and ideas that you've jotted down on paper and you've thought about for the last couple of years and what, you know, how you'd like to drive the organization in which direction. So it's going to be a busy 2 years and we've got some plans afoot. But ideally, you know, I'll go back to the theme of this year's, of 2024's SASMA conference, which was breaking boundaries. I thought that perfectly encapsulated the goals that we're trying to achieve as a group over the next 2 years. And in doing so, in order to break those boundaries, we need to deepen our collaboration across all allied disciplines. You know, as we mentioned, it's a multidisciplinary by nature. And I really believe that working together, you know, with all of our allies, right from medical side, right through to the rehab side, right through to the coaching side, and that's physical and mental, working together will allow us to push those boundaries even further. I come from a background of physio. And then I went into sports and exercise medicine after qualifying. And so I really have seen firsthand the power of an integrated approach. And I think by combining our strengths and sharing our expertise, we really can improve the health and performance of our athletes as well as the general public at every level. So I think, and the plan is to try and get those numbers up and build that umbrella body as wide and as strong as we possibly can. And I was just going to say, you know, one of the core pillars that I really would like to take would be to raise awareness of our sport and exercise medicine, particularly in our under-resourced areas. You know, sports and exercise medicine shouldn't be limited to privileged or to elite athletes. You know, it's for every South African, and they deserve the access to and the benefits of sports and exercise medicine. Often communities that are overlooked and groups of professionals and that may be sidelined, etc. And we must ensure that they have access to education, you know, on injury prevention, for example, physical activity as the means of health and quality care when necessary. So I think that this is certainly something I would like to focus on, and particularly with the, you know, the gazetting of sports and exercise medicine as a recognized speciality in South Africa now, as it is mostly worldwide. We really need to use this platform and continue with that momentum where it's now the exposure of this discipline is now much more recognized, and the availability of the teaching and the access to the education is far more accessible to everybody. So I just really want to ride that wave and promote this as a speciality, and but not only for medicine but for all allies and the affiliated bodies.
Yeah, I mean, and I definitely want to emphasize exactly what you said there, is that, you know, now it becoming, you know, recognized as a distinct speciality, you know, the access of the phrase of exercise is medicine is especially key in other low resourced communities in our general population, as well as, you know, not just those that are elite athletes or in our elite football or rugby or whatever type of team.
Yeah, completely. You know, we've got a very, there's certain areas of South African sport that are very, very well developed and have been achieving, you know, phenomenal success the world around. But, you know, it's not just about that. It's those athletes are the 0.0001% who have gotten through to that level. But it's the grassroots access that and the development which is key. And I think that doesn't only apply to patients and athletes. It also applies to our professionals. And I think that developing that side of their careers and building careers and growing people is key to tying that in with grassroots development. So we can get the care at the right levels. We can then sifting out athletes at earlier levels and, you know, intervening in injuries that could have been, you know, fixed long before and potentially are career saving interventions. That's where we need to operate. Yeah, you know, I can't tell you how many times working in where, for example, community service, and you would see a young athlete come in or young football player come in, and he's had a knee injury, knees all swollen, etc. And in an under-resourced setting, the only thing we really do is clinically examine him. Maybe the skills aren't there. You have an X-ray. The X-ray looks normal. There's no obvious fractures. He gets a compression bandage, and off he goes home. But, you know, we've missed the ACL injury, and potentially that's the next football captain of Bafana Bafana, for example. But yet now he's sent home, and that the trajectory of that person's knee isn't now changed or altered for the rest of his life. So I think that, you know, creating that awareness at really the all corners of the country at all levels is key to then, you know, if you've got professional buy-in, you'll get patient buy-in and drive it forward. And I think second to that is it's not just about sport. It's also about health and wellness and promoting healthy lifestyles, which is a large, massive component of sports and exercise medicine. It's not just about the romantic notions of working with professional athletes and running on the field and traveling with teams, etc. It's also about education and getting people to move for health, and as well as you know, with our particular South Africa, with our heavy burden of lifestyle diseases. This is where sports and exercise medicine needs to tackle it head on. It's our responsibility. So it's not only about promoting the wonderful world of sport at any level. It's also about promoting, you know, the sort of the underlying platform of everything, and that's health and well-being.
Yeah, 100%. And I think with the awareness and the collaboration, I think it could definitely be achieved for all of us working together. On that note, in terms of our SASMA members and, you know, obviously trying to involve the SASMA members in achieving this, you know, what can SASMA members look forward to in the next 2 years in going forward?
Ideally, you know, in the first year, I'm trying to build that net and cast it as wide as possible. So to get all the affiliate bodies joining up to SASMA, and in doing so, that would hopefully result in reduced subscription fees for everybody, which is the goal. But not only that, it's also about accessing the benefits of SASMA. And it includes in various regions around the country, for example, various disciplines, having educational sessions, having talks, having tutorials, having, you know, demonstrations, etc., about the management of certain conditions and involving the multidisciplinary approach and saying, right, we've got a medical professional, we've got such as an orthopedic surgeon, we've got a sports medicine physician, we've got a physio, we've got a biokineticist and a chiropractor, for example, and to say, well, you know, this is how we would approach the very common diagnosis of back pain, for example. And then in one province, we have that talk. We attach CPD points to that, where you get the added benefit of furthering your CPD points, which can always be sometimes a bit of a drag, particularly if somebody is behind on points and having to rush. But just knowing that you have a resource to access CPD, but it's mostly about the education and logging on and saying, right, you can either be there in person or you can log on a website. And in terms of a webinar, for example, and that you will always have education and guidance at your fingertips. And that's getting the best evidence-based guidance from all of our top professionals. So ideally in the first year, we really want to create sort of kind of not a roadshow, but just around the provinces, around the country, to invite professionals and relevant members of the sports and exercise medicine world to come and partake in that. And then the other benefits obviously would still be ongoing links to the South African Journal of Sports Medicine, as well as the British Journal of Sports Medicine. And then also, one of my personal objectives is effectively to grow people in this industry, as I mentioned earlier. And the one way to do that is to create fellowships and to offer potential sponsorship to certain events, to allow platforms for research pre-presented, etc. And we have a fellowship program where relevantly qualified participants people who'd like to do it can join. And if they qualify, then they may be accepted into the programs, and hopefully we can get them onto a variety of different programs around the country, and if not, hopefully the world. But those are the kind of points where I would really like, in terms of growing our professionals, belonging to this body must create growth. And that would certainly be a benefit of that. And it's over the next year, that's the main project, is to try and get those launched and try and get our affiliate members on board and effectively just to increase our numbers. We really need to establish ourselves as a world presence in this realm of medicine.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you touched on a few important things, but, you know, obviously the education and upskilling ourselves, but also, you know, in terms of the research and improving what we know and how to do things better. And I guess also part of your SASMA membership, you know, is being able to access, number one, the South African Journal of Sports Medicine, but also access to overseas journals to really get the best evidence for treating, you know, our patients, our athletes, and the general population. But I mentioned about the research and access to the South African Journal of Sports Medicine, as well as BJSM.
Yes, certainly. So you know, SASMA is responsible for the publication of the South African Journal of Sports Medicine, and it's very... It's an important journal because it's often done by our local professionals within a variety of different spheres. So it certainly is something that is worth having access to. And then obviously the worldwide and internationally recognized, you know, British Journal of Sports Medicine as well. We have a lot of South African contributors to that, as well as international. You know, one of the major benefits of belonging to SASMA is that you get, and part of your subscription is that you get access to both sources of research. And you can really keep up to date with the most current evidence-based information in the sports and exercise medicine world.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, in trying to wrap it all up, I think, you know, two important things would be, you know, firstly, get involved, become part of SASMA. I think another part would be, you know, trying to see in your region, in terms of your province, you know, who's heading up SASMA and who you can even offer to get involved with and how you could possibly contribute. But I guess, Adrian, from your side, I mean, I think any last, you know, messages or things, you know, for all of our members in going forward?
So, yeah, you know, on our website, we have an executive committee which represents all of the provincial heads of SASMA who play a crucial role in tying our neck down and making sure that these programs are all delivered as planned and as part of the greater goals of SASMA. And these are all SASMA-backed, as I said, CPD accredited, and whatever the province does, all these activities are, again, developing the area of sports and exercise medicine. So that EXCO is, those details and the contact details of the relevant heads are available. So anybody wishing to get hold of your relevant provincial head is welcome to contact the chair of the EXCO, and then that will get filed up through up to our side. And then obviously, you know, we meet regularly and we discuss plans and projects, etc., and take all of that in. So if there's any needs or wants or requirements in certain areas around the country, we will always do our utmost to help out where we can and to help develop whatever program is on the cards. So from that perspective, there is direct communication and access, which I think is very important, because, you know, you always think these bodies are such as SASMA are kind of ethereal and I think one of the benefits, and we must promote that with our members, is that there is transparency and there's complete communication with the bodies, so that should your affiliate group wish to put on an event or wish to, you know, change something in the constitution, etc., then we can always take that on and have a full-on discussion and plan best forward accordingly. So that's important. And then, yes, I think, you know, overall, I would really recommend that in this very rapidly evolving sphere of sports and exercise medicine, anybody who has an interest in it is just get involved. Put your hand up, sign up for things, knock on doors. And I think that's how we all started in the early days with sports and exercise medicine, where it wasn't a structured clinical discipline, particularly in medicine, and you had to sort of find your own way. Now, with the registrar program on the horizon, with far more structure, with there's programs that are designed to progress education, etc., that all needs to be tied in and brought forward with our members. So now there's no better time. There's never been a better time before this in South African history where sports and exercise medicine has been this available. And that's the point, is we want to just grow that availability and grow that access so that we can really develop this and take this forward. And ultimately, you know, I feel should be in conjunction with other affiliate bodies like the College of Sports and Exercise Medicine, as well as other affiliate bodies, to take it forward and to be one of the core research and development pillars of this discipline. So yeah, my bottom sort of ending statement would be, say, please get involved, knock on doors, speak to us. We're available and we want to grow this as a group together.
Yeah, thank you, Adrian. I mean, I think exactly. I think we all have the responsibility in growing the organization, in growing the opportunities, and obviously just growing our education and awareness and research in this field of sport and exercise medicine. So thank you for joining us today. And we look forward to obviously seeing the growth, seeing all this development, and obviously watching as your term evolves in the next 2 years.
Thanks very much for having me, Khan. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, hopefully see you at an event soon. Mm-hmm.